Dave Klein, customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Sure. 93536.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-M, McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E. Can I rate the lady that helped me by talking to you and telling you about her?
Yes, ma'am. I am the supervisor here on the floor. How can I assist you?
Yes. You know, sometimes you just don't get people, because, you know, they're talking to people all day long. But this young lady was very patient and took her time to look up some questions having to do with things that I get in the mail, and I haven't even ordered it, or I order one and I get several. But anyway, she just listened to my complaints, you know, and looked everything up and took care and found that I was still active in your account, but I need to get unactive, and she did it. Because financially, I just can't afford any more of these different kind of face creams and stuff like that. But this was a lovely lady. Her name is Jemiah. I asked her for her first and last name, just in case you needed it. And she's spelled J-A-M-I-A-H, Jemiah. And then her last name is Thompson. So anyway, this is one customer that appreciates having somebody so skilled in doing her job, and so I always want to give people a good rating when they do a good job, and that's about it from me.
Yes, ma'am. I'll let her know.
Okay, so just pass that on to her. She did a good job. She deserves to have someone tell her.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Honey, I'm going to go. I've got other things I'm doing, but God bless you, and thank you very much, and do have a nice Easter this weekend.
You too, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer care.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.